Imagine a world where relationships don't drain you but energize you, where love flows without conditions, expectations, or fear. This isn't fantasy. It's our natural state before we were taught otherwise. The mastery of love reveals a profound truth. The greatest obstacle to love isn't finding the right person, but healing our relationship with ourselves. Through ancient Toltec wisdom, we discover that we're born with an unlimited capacity for love, but our domestication teaches us to reject ourselves and seek validation externally. Think about children. They don't intellectualize love, they simply live it. They accept or reject people based on how they feel around them, not on complex social calculations. But as we grow, we learn to fear inappropriately, developing anxiety about things that pose no real threat. What if the key to transforming all your relationships isn't changing others, but changing your relationship with yourself? This perspective shift has made this little book a phenomenon that sold over 7 million copies worldwide. Rather than offering superficial advice, it dives deep into why we struggle to love and be loved, presenting a revolutionary idea. We don't need to search for love outside ourselves. By reclaiming our self-love, we can create relationships based on sharing joy rather than filling emotional voids. Imagine two parallel train tracks stretching to the horizon, one representing fear, the other love. Every relationship travels predominantly on one track, creating entirely different journeys. Most relationships operate primarily from fear, with even healthy ones functioning at perhaps 60% fear and 40% love, because our domestication has trained us to approach relationships from need rather than freedom. Love has no obligations, while fear is full of them. When you have to do something for your partner, resistance and suffering follow. Love has no expectations, preventing disappointment. Fear, however, creates elaborate expectations that inevitably disappoint. Arguments typically begin with, "You should have known," or "I expected you to." In fear-based relationships, we create mental images of how others should be, then judge them when reality differs. We set rules to protect ourselves, then lie to avoid judgment. The solution? Recognize you're only responsible for your half of any relationship. Trying to control others demonstrates disrespect rather than love. Imagine having a magical kitchen with unlimited food. You'd share freely for the joy of giving, dismissing anyone demanding control for their food. You already have everything you need. But if starving, you'd likely become a slave for sustenance. This metaphor reveals how love works. Your heart is a magical kitchen of love. When full of self-love, you share freely without conditions and don't need others' love to be happy. When starving for love, you'll do anything for attention, letting others control you for scraps of affection. We suffer because we've closed our hearts after past hurts. Self-judgment blocks self-love, making us seek relationships selfishly. Many stay in unhappy relationships fearing solitude, forgetting their capacity to generate love. Human relationships often become control battles between two people starving for love. What we call love is frequently selfishness, competing for attention while fearing rejection. When complete with self-love, you can choose relationships rather than need them. Notice how uncomplicated your relationship with your dog is? Dogs don't hold grudges or induce guilt. They love you as you are, greeting you with the same joy whether you've been gone for minutes or hours. This simplicity models the ideal human relationship. Try relating to your partner as you do to a pet. A dog is what it is. You can't turn it into a cat. Similarly, you cannot change people. Either love them as they are or don't. Your dog loves unconditionally, without expectations, creating respect without power struggles. The right partner aligns with your direction and values. You'll recognize them when you love them exactly as they are. People reveal their true nature immediately. Don't ignore this based on wishful thinking. If a relationship isn't working, either accept your partner completely or move on. When your partner is unhappy, maintain your own happiness as a lifeline. Give each other space to process emotions independently, creating the foundation for a truly perfect relationship. Animals experience sexuality without shame, while humans create mental frameworks that transform natural functions into suffering. The body simply responds to attraction, but the mind obsesses, generating guilt that converts natural feelings into fixations. Healthy cultures guide teenagers in discovering sexuality appropriately, while shame-based environments teach young people to hide normal feelings, creating foundations for dysfunction. This repression builds tension that, when released, is often mistaken for love, leading to relationships based primarily on physical attraction. Our minds and bodies have different needs. The body's needs are simple, while the mind creates endless desires. What the mind truly seeks is love, not sex. Freedom begins by separating these needs and recognizing that the mind is not the body. When we stop judging our natural desires, they lose their power over us, and sex becomes an expression of love rather than compulsion. Healing starts with self-acceptance and integrating mind, body, and spirit through love. Healing emotional wounds blocking love requires three steps: truth, forgiveness, and self-love. Like treating physical wounds, we must open them, clean them, and apply medicine. Truth acts as our scalpel, exposing what denial hides. Many relationship problems stem from denial, pretending we're unhurt when wounded, claiming we're fine with painful situations, or deceiving ourselves about our needs. These create barriers to genuine connection. After opening wounds with truth, we cleanse them through forgiveness, not for others, but ourselves. True forgiveness occurs when thoughts of those who hurt you no longer trigger emotional responses. People often resist forgiveness, thinking it means condoning harmful actions. But forgiveness isn't excusing behavior. It's releasing yourself from resentment. Forgiving yourself fosters self-acceptance. Once wounds are clean, apply unconditional love. Your body houses billions of cells working in perfect harmony. Yet the mind often criticizes the body harshly. Rejecting your body reflects in all relationships. Creating heavenly relationships requires complete self-acceptance, loving your body without fear or shame. You are neither just mind nor body. You're the force that uses both. We suffer because we've adopted beliefs that normalize suffering. Heaven and hell exist now, in the mind, and taking responsibility allows you to live in heaven while alive. Awakening means seeing reality without the filter of beliefs. You become like the only sober person at a party of drunks, yet remain compassionate because you once shared their condition. Like Brahma in ancient tales, you can awaken to your divinity and guide others. Our limitations are self-created through beliefs. You don't need to reach enlightenment, you're already with God. Simply enjoy life, heal emotionally, and share your inner love. Happiness flows from the love you give, not from being loved. When you master fear and self-rejection, your personal dream transforms from fear to love. The ultimate mastery isn't controlling others, it's reclaiming your natural state of love.